Back here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, the place to be that is Hy-Vee each and every Saturday morning on Sunday 99.7, of course, online, yourfortdodge.com. And on our sibling station, 105.9 The Beach last night, a game that everybody was talking about this week, kind of the game of the week, if you will. And that game goes to Southeast Valley, 32-23. And Coach of Southeast Valley, Mike Sweeter, joins me on the program. And Coach, let me say before we get into it, thank you for the time. I know you're busy this time of year, but I do appreciate you visiting with me.
You bet. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. And before we get into the particulars of the game, Coach, and I have you walk me through it like I always do, let's just talk about, you know, your overall thoughts of just a tremendous, tremendous win for you and your guys.
Yeah, just a great win for our program. There's nobody around here that doesn't know how good South Central program is. And, I definitely feel they're one of the top 10 programs in the state of Iowa. I've been here a long time, and we've actually tried building our program just like they have over there. You know, we want that consistency every year. And you just know no matter when you play them that, you know, you're gonna be in a dogfight. And since they've been South Central Calhoun, we haven't beat them, and they've had our number and every single year, and just seems like we go over there and they take it to us. We haven't played as good, but you know what, that's the path, and that's what we made sure that the kids knew is, this is our team now. We can't worry about what's happened in the past. We gotta worry about what's tonight, last night, and what's in the future, our kids bought into it. There was a few times it just took a little bit to realize, that this wasn't like the previous years. This was our team. This was our chance. But I'm not going to take anything away from them. A great program. Anytime you win, it's a great win. But, when you do, beat those quality programs, it really helps your own program. It's a little bit more to be proud of. It's just an honor beating them. It really is. So, very good team, very well coached. Hats off to them. Wish them the best of luck. And, it was finally our turn. So, we'll enjoy it. We still got things to do. We're not done. We want to enjoy this, but, we're going to enjoy it for a day or two, and we got to go. Let's finish this now. We got something special going on, and we got to keep working.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Mike Sweeter, Southeast Valley Football, my guest here, coming off a big win, 32-23 over South Central Calhoun last night. And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about Colson Cruz, 3 touchdowns in a game for you, 192 passing yards. When I think of his performance and his numbers, not only last night but really all season, the word efficiency comes to mind. He has been absolutely efficient for you at the quarterback position.
Absolutely. That kid makes more plays. Some of these good teams, like your Audible Arthurs and stuff, you got that quarterback that he changes the game. And I don't know how many times on, third and longs, fourth downs, I trust it in his hands, and he just makes things happen. But he did some things last night that you just sit there and you're like, oh, man, am I glad he's on our team, because we've dealt with it. We've had those playmakers on the other teams beat us over the years, and South Central's had that. Matter of fact, their quarterback, he did the same type of thing a couple times. But Colson's is something special.
Yeah, and absolutely has been the catalyst for your offense this year and was last night in that win. Your offense had to be really efficient, Coach. I mean, when you think about it, you scored 32 on South Central Calhoun. They'd given up 27 all year coming into it. Got to be happy with your execution on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I could talk about both because, you talk about, they've only given up that many points, and we were able to score. And, we had some big plays, but that's part of the football. But, even our defense, I think we had 4 times we forced them 3 and out. And that's huge because, not only is their defense good, but, man, they score a lot of points and move the ball. And for us to have 4 opportunities with 3 and outs, that was game changers, you know. But yeah, our offense, you know, our goal is, you know, is, I mean, I feel every year I want to have one of the top two or three best offenses in the districts. And, you know, we have been pretty fortunate. We score, you know, a decent amount of points and get pretty good yards. And, you know, we got to stop these teams. And, you know, I'll be very honest, we didn't know if it was going to be a high-scoring game, low-scoring game. You know, it was 8-8.5 and ended up, you know, scoring a lot of points. But our two-point conversions, 4-for-4, was huge. You know, that really was a game-changer, too, is that, you know, got us to that, you know, 9-point lead, and then it got us to a 17-point lead. And, you know, instead of two possessions, it was three possessions. So it was huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And you think about that. You score 4 2-point conversions, which are 8 points. You won by 9. So that really was a huge change in the game for you. Let's talk about your play at the line of scrimmage. You guys have been good. In talking to you earlier, you were really pleased earlier in the season with your week one performance there. And, you know, South Central Calhoun, the thing about them is if you're going to beat them, you have to be able to beat them up front. You have to be able to compete in the trenches because they just out-physical people, just out-muscle people, demoralize them there. But you guys were able to out-gain them and really talk about your line play, how you felt about that. And, of course, I know Aaron Graves a big part of that, the future University of Iowa Hawkeye.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those games just really on the runs, no one really hit hard. I think we had 120 rushing. They had 156. We had 202 yards passing. They had 151. And, you know, I think both of us throughout the season have, you know, can was able to run the ball, you know, get that 200 a game. And we both had to go to the air, you know. So the line of scrimmage, I mean, it was, man, it was smash mouth. I mean, it was just hardcore hitting. Both teams are sore. Just a good physical football game at the line of scrimmage. I mean, I tell you what, we worked for every rushing yard we could get. And, you know, that might have helped us open up the pass, you know. And was there more opportunities to pass? I don't know. I mean, we did what we needed to do, kept the clock rolling. And, you know, that was key. And, I probably have panicked in the past, you know, thrown a little bit too much, you know. And we just tried working, you know, ball control. In the second half, we had an 18-play drive that, man, to be able to do that against them was huge, you know, because anytime we're keeping their offense, you know, off the field, we're winning, you know.
Sure.
So, yeah, line of scrimmage, man, it was a very physical football game, both sides.
Well, you bring up a good point in that long drive. You know, if they don't have the football, they can't score. So that
right.
Certainly was a big thing for you. My last question would be for you, has it sunk in yet that now you're in the driver's seat for the district title race and you control your own destiny from here out?
Yeah, yep. And we made sure we told that to the boys, too. You know, we want to enjoy it. But we don't want to lose it either, you know. I mean, yes, it is in our hands now. Clarion, has a very good physical football team. Their record's not real good, but we can't look at that. And Pokey's got a very good football team. So we definitely got our hands full, you know. An injury here, an injury there can change your season. But, yes, I mean, we definitely, you know, right now, you know, that was, you know, beating Belmont and beating them were two huge ones for – you know, trying to win a district championship, but, you know, South Central's going to fight back, and Belmont's got a good team, but Pokey's got a very good team in 2 weeks, but, you know, our focus right now is I want them to enjoy it, and I want to keep working on us, and we got to get ready for Clarion. I mean, that's the next one, and, you know, you got off season to celebrate, you know. I mean, that's when we'll do that. Man, it was great. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from this win. This was huge, but it's not as big if – you know, we don't finish this, you know. So let's go out and get that district championship. It's in our hands. And, you know, I mean, it'd be pretty special. But like I said, we still got 2 more weeks yet. And, you know, anything can happen. I mean, you know, with COVID, anything could happen. Injuries, you know. Who knows what's going on every week with the way the football world is in Iowa right now.
Well, that's the absolute truth. It changes from week to week and sometimes day to day in that regard. And that's something that I've dealt with on my end, and I know you guys are dealing with even more on your end. But, you know, a huge win for Coach Mike Sweeter and Southeast Valley. You guys had a monster win. Can't say enough of how big that is, and I know what it means to you guys to get that win. So, you know, congratulations on that. Thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck moving forward.
Hey, thank you very much for having me on.